The military's fighting back against Boko Haram in Nigeria. A radio team finishes up their ministry in India, and major distractions are causing issues for First Nation outreach. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nigerian terror group Boko Haram killed six more people last week at the start of Islam's holy month. The shootings happened just one day after President Jonathan lifted a state of emergency for a few regions. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton says,
"It seems like they clearly are making a statement, but, you know, it also is the beginning of Ramadan, so it's interesting to think that that may also play into this."
Attacks often increase during Ramadan, but at least this time, they weren't pointed at Christians.
I think one of the positive things about this story is that the military was actually fighting back against Boko Haram. That is not always been the case in the attacks in Nigeria.
After weeks of church bombings and attacks, Nigerian believers are still concerned, though. Yet,
as they think about defending themselves, they're also thinking about praying and seeking God's favor and seeking the move of the Spirit in Nigeria.
Would you pray with them? Next, the scientist who helped discover the human immunodeficiency virus says a cure for AIDS is in sight. It's great news in advance of an international AIDS conference happening this week in Washington, D.C. Christians also have a large role in combating HIV/AIDS. That's why Food for the Hungry, Saddleback Church, and World Vision are making their voices heard, too. FH equips the local church to be the hands and feet of Christ to their communities. Will you pray? This is Mission Network News. A team of listeners with our sister station, 91.3 WCSG in Grand Rapids, Michigan, finished up their ministry in India with orphan outreach. Morning show host John Balio.
"We started our week in the foothills of the Himalayas, a town called Manali. There we spent time with about 95 kids in an orphanage, playing games, sharing Bible stories and crafts. From Manali, we came back to Delhi. We are visiting two different slums here in our final couple of days. I had a chance to chat with the director of one of the projects in these slums, and he said that the people there, they're uneducated and they don't know a lot about their background, which happens to be Muslim, and so they're very receptive to people coming in and sharing their love of Christ. So we had a chance to do just that. We went in and we told some Bible stories through interpreters. So as those seeds were planted, we'll just see what God does from there. I'm John Dalio in New Delhi for Mission Network News."
Meanwhile, Nepal is rising to a new dawn. The Nepal Bible Society says 95% of Christians there are new converts. Bibles for the World is partnering with many ministries and churches to increase that number. Moe Padidi says that they're getting ready for a major distribution. God provided the money for the first print run of 500,000 copies of the Gospel of John.
"Pray that God will prepare the hearts of the people in Nepal to receive His word. When copies of the Gospel of John arrive in their homes, and that the Holy Spirit will make His word clear."
They're raising funds for a second print run. How much does it cost to help? Just $2.25, prints, packages, and mails the Gospel of John.
"At the back of this Gospel of John, we are offering a free copy of the New Testament. And we believe that hundreds of thousands of people will be requesting the New Testament."
Their partners will handle the follow-up. Pray for hearts to be ready for the gospel. And hardened hearts, injuries, and lighting failure have caused major distractions for sharing the gospel to Native American youth. The Ron Hushcraft Ministries Summer of Hope team has been going from reservation to reservation, sharing about their own encounters with Christ and inviting more people in. But it's never been more of a blatant battlefield. The good news is Jesus is winning out as people flock to Him. Read some of these really cool stories at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association's giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive as well as others? Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.